What if I told you that God could be seen in the most ordinary things every day? That if we just took a break from the busyness of our lives to just stop and look around, to consider the things that we encounter all the time and overlook, the lessons that we would learn from our children and in our homes, our families. What if I told you that everyday ordinary events could teach us extraordinary eternal truths? Would you believe me? Hey everybody, and welcome back to the Set Your Mind Above podcast. I'm your host, BJ Seip. I'm a Christian, a preacher, a husband, and a father. In this podcast, we take everyday, ordinary events and explore how they can teach us extraordinary eternal truths. I'm so glad that you've joined me for this episode. Now, let's open up our minds, our hearts, and our Bibles together. Last week just ended up being one of those weeks where everything all happened at once. Of course, as you know, Kylie came down with the flu last week, and thankfully, she is making a full recovery. The same could not be said for my computer, sadly. I'm sure that you noticed that we ended up not having a podcast on Friday, and that is because of what happened on Thursday night. I went to hop onto my computer and do some work, and it wouldn't move past the reboot screen. I learned that it was called the infinite boot loop in the tech space as I was doing research on how to fix it. I watched every YouTube video and read every support page, trying different solutions, but nothing worked. I finally took it to a computer shop, and they were able to reset my computer, but whatever caused the problems deleted my entire user account, and I lost everything. Well, I would have if it wasn't for OneDrive. Thankfully, most of my files and pictures were backed up, so it was more of an inconvenience re-downloading my programs and logging back in like when you get a new cell phone. I'm thankful that I didn't lose everything, but needless to say, that is why we didn't end up having a podcast on Friday. But we're back on track. So today, we get to talk about a fun topic that is everyone's favorite, paying taxes. The final day to submit your taxes is quickly coming upon us, and we are those people this year who are coming in at the ninth hour to wrap up our taxes. Last year, we finished our taxes like in February. We were on top of it. But this year, not so much. Just with Kylie being so sick with this pregnancy and then the flu, honestly, this was the soonest that we were able to get organized and get it done. We are so blessed to have a tax expert who not only worships with us, but is also one of our shepherds here at the church who preached here for many years. Scott Vifquin has done our taxes for the past 3 years, and he is absolutely amazing. Taxes for those who work in ministry can be very complicated between being self-employed, parsonage allowance, gospel meetings, etc. All in all, while we theoretically could probably do them ourselves, it gives us so much peace of mind to just hand them over to someone who is not only a tax expert, but an expert in ministerial taxes. Last year, we more or less broke even, and unfortunately, this year we're going to end up owing a good amount, but it is what it is. We've all got to pay taxes whether you like it or not. It's a part of living in the country with the blessings that we have. Nothing is free, and many things that we often take for granted would not be possible were it not for the funding that comes from the pockets of the people. There are many people who make the claim that taxation is theft, but that claim is not only unbiblical, but it's really unfounded on all accounts. Living in a country that we do with the freedoms and programs available to us that we have a responsibility to contribute to these efforts. In fact, your money is not really even your money. It's printed by our government, authorized by our government, and a good amount of what we earn, if we're being honest, belongs to our government. But don't just take my word for it. Jesus had a few things to say about this too. We'll briefly discuss what Jesus says in reference to paying taxes, but then we want to shift our discussion to something far more important today. In Luke chapter 20 and verses 20 through 26, we read the following exchange between the Jewish leaders and Jesus. They watched closely and sent spies who pretended to be righteous so that they could catch him in what he said, to hand him over to the governor's rule and authority. They questioned him, "Teacher, we know that you speak and teach correctly, and that you don't show partiality but teach truthfully the way of God. Is it lawful for us to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" But detecting their craftiness, he said to them, "Show me a denarius. Whose image and inscription does it have?" "Caesar's," they said. "Well then," he told them, "give to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." They were not able to catch him in what he had said in public, and being amazed at his answer, they became silent. This is a powerful passage illustrating the wisdom of Jesus over those who opposed him in his teaching. They tried to trap him, thinking that if he answered yes outright, that they could label him as a Gentile sympathizer and in league with the evil Roman nation. But if he answered no outright, then they could label him as a zealot and report his teaching to the Romans, who would have dealt with him promptly. However, this is not what Jesus does. He merely asks them a question. Whose image and inscription is on your coinage? Of course, it was Caesar and his minting. His answer was straightforward then. Then give to Caesar what is his, and give to God what is his. This, in my opinion, completely obliterates the idea that many teach, suggesting that taxation is theft. Much rather, taxation is necessary. That money does not all belong to you. But I want to focus in on a different question today. Jesus said to give to God the things which are his. So what does that mean? Well, I would ask us the same question that Jesus asked about the coin. What is it that bears the image and likeness of God? Whatever the answer to that question is, that is what belongs to God. To find that answer, we have to go back to the beginning. In Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 27, we read, "Then God said, 'Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. They will rule the fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, the livestock, the whole earth, and the creatures that crawl on the earth.'" And so God created man in his own image. He created him in the image of God. He created them male and female. Again, we read in Genesis 9 and verse 6, "For God made humans in his image." You were created in the image of God, and this is the way that it has been from the very beginning. Understanding this, let's go back to Jesus' statement. We are to render to God the things that are God's. So, what is that? Or more appropriately, who is that? The answer that we understand from Scripture is clear. You are that. We bear the image of God, and therefore, as His creation, we belong to Him. We are to give back to God that which is His and always has been His. And God is not simply looking for a small tax of us. We do not simply give God 10% of our time, affection, devotion, etc. We cannot pride ourselves in thinking that we've given to God what He expects simply because we have attended a worship service once a week or occasionally thought of others. What God requires is everything. The cost of discipleship is high, but it is not without even greater reward. Jesus taught in Matthew 16, verses 24 through 25, "Then Jesus said to His disciples, 'If anyone wants to follow after Me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow Me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life because of Me will find it.'" Nothing is free. Everything comes at a great cost. While salvation is offered to us freely, it came at the cost of Jesus' life. In the same way, now in our discipleship to Him, it costs us everything. But such a sacrifice comes with great benefits and blessings. We are a part of an eternal nation, the kingdom of God, a kingdom that will never fall. In Christ, we are blessed with every spiritual blessing in exchange for our life, and we are promised eternal life. I don't know about you, but that sounds like a price worth paying. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode, and I would invite you back Tuesdays through Fridays for a brand new episode each day. If you haven't already, be sure to find us on Facebook for occasional announcements and special video sessions. If you have benefited from this podcast, please, if you're able to, be sure to share it with someone else that you think could benefit from it as well. Until next time, know that I love you, that God loves you, and may we all each and every day set our minds above.